Ask an interest in your prayers this afternoon. Very thankful for the victory that we can have in Jesus Christ today. That is the reason we have victory, is because of Christ. And there is no battle, there is no temptation that is so strong, but that we can't have victory because of what Christ came to do. And I'm thankful for that assurance that we can have. But there is also a place for us to be very careful. I was asking interest in your prayers. I'd like to talk about slippery places. Has anyone here ever been in a slippery place? Sounds like Sister Alicia was in a slippery place. A slippery place is when there is a possibility of your feet falling out or slipping and you falling down. Remember a few years ago, and I've got another one to tell here in a little bit, but a few years ago I remember stepping outside, opening the door, and it was very cold out, and I stepped on our deck stairs and my feet went out from under me and I fell down hard. And I'll tell you, and I know I'm not the youngest person here anymore, but I'm to the place now when it gets icy, I feel like I'm walking like an old person, with all due respect to the old elderly, because I'm aware of what can happen. And I'm sitting there watching, being very careful, because I've had too many falls in the last few years. I'd like to read to you out of 1 Corinthians in the 10th chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, we'll begin reading with verse 1. Slippery places. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant. Now, do you know when the Word of God tells us, and He's speaking to brethren, understand He's not talking to just the sinners now. He's talking to the brothers and sisters in the Lord, and He said, I don't want you to be ignorant. So when the Lord tells us not to be ignorant, let's listen to what He has to say. He said, how that all of our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. Now, he was talking about the children of Israel when they left Egypt. They crossed the way, they came to the Red Sea. They went, the Lord worked a miracle for them, and they were in the wilderness and they were headed for Canaan land. And he said, they were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. And they were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And they did all eat the same spiritual meat, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. So let's get just a little picture of what he's talking about here. The Israelites were under the leadership of God. Is the Lord leading you today? Are you being led by the Holy Spirit? Don't be ignorant. If you're being led by the Spirit, it is a day-by-day walk, and sometimes minute-by-minute. And the Lord, the warning here was, if you have been being led by the Spirit, don't be ignorant, but be really careful. Because I want to remind you of something. There was a people that were following the Lord, and they were baptized. In other words, they were baptized by the presence of God. They went through the Red Sea. The Lord worked a miracle for them. It was a symbol of divine protection, the cloud that they followed. This Holy Spirit leadership, as it were. They were baptized unto Moses. In other words, they were consecrated and dedicated to following Moses. Moses is a type of Christ. It is the Lord Jesus that leads and brings us out of sin, just like it was Moses that led the children of Israel out of Egypt. So there's a parallel that Paul is trying to give to us. And they did all eat of the spiritual meat. What was it the children of Israel ate in the wilderness? They ate manna. Who provided that manna? God provided that. They ate the quail that God sent, and they ate of that manna. In other words, it wasn't from the baker down the road. This was something divine that God had given. Just as our prayer and desire should be that we're not eating of something of man today, but we're eating of spiritual manna. We're feeding on the Word of God, and it is that that will sustain us. And so Paul's saying there was a people that ate of that same spiritual manna, and they ate of the same spiritual drink. They drank of the same spiritual drink because they drank of that spiritual rock. Do you remember the rock that, and there's different interpretations of this, but remember when the children of Israel were without water and Moses spoke to the rock in one place, in another time in his anger he hit the rock, and God provided water in the wilderness. Do you recognize, it really is mind-boggling, that this was not just water for the, 40 of us that are here today. If you get a little spring, what were there, 2 million people? Were there 2 million people in the wilderness? We're talking about the Lord opened up water in the wilderness that gave water for hundreds of thousands of people. I think another place said, I did not look it up. So if y'all know off the top of your head, please correct me. It might have been 300,000, but it was a lot of people that God provided water for in the wilderness. This was not some small thing. And so he's saying here, Paul is saying, they drank of this water that God gave to them. And then there's symbolism for us today. Being led by the Holy Spirit, drinking of the living water of Jesus Christ, nourished by the heavenly man and by the word of God. But he goes on to verse 5. And he says, with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now, isn't that a sad commentary? That there were those that were drinking and eating of something divine, and yet they were overthrown in the wilderness. Do you realize that we can sit right here in the sound of the gospel? We can grow up knowing the truth. We can have a born-again experience. But saints, we're not home yet. We're not home yet. There is an enemy that is still trying to tempt people. There is an enemy that has a trap laid for each and every one of us this afternoon. And Paul was giving a warning here because there were some back then that were overthrown in the wilderness. And it's a warning to us today that there can still be people that fall away from grace by the decisions and the choices that they make in life. Verse 6, he said, now these things were our example, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they lusted, neither be ye idolaters as were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play, neither let us commit fornication as some of them committed and fell in one day 23,000. So 23,000 fell through these things. These people that had followed the Lord, these people that had chosen to leave Egypt and follow Moses. Are any of us here this afternoon exempt? None of us are exempt, and that is why the warning is still for us today. Lord, help us, because there are still those that have fallen away. So the example for us is that we should not slip. He went on to say in verse 10, neither murmur ye as some of them murmured, or destroyed by the destroyer. Now all these things happen unto them for examples. They are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Lord, help us not to murmur and complain because of the journey, because we are on a journey. And Lord, help us to stay every single day, be aware of your surroundings. A while back, read there in Springfield, a young woman was abducted. Gotten out to get fuel in her car and was abducted. Do you know there's a warning for that? We think, oh, it'll never happen to me. There's young people, oh, it won't happen to me. But do you realize it happens to a lot of people? And when that came in, it's like you tell your daughters, it's like, be very careful when you are out. Because there are people that have motivations that are not good. You've got to be aware of your surroundings. We want to enjoy our worship of the Lord, but folks, let's be aware of our surroundings. The enemy is still at work, but there is still a grace that can keep us. There is still a grace. We don't need to be discouraged today, and we don't need to live in fear, but let us not live in ignorance. Because how many young people say when they're out driving and you try to tell them, be careful. You know, there's a reason why you shouldn't speed. There's a reason why you need to drive carefully. And there's almost, especially with young men, this sense of invincibility. I'm in control. It's not going to happen to me. And yet, how many accidents and lives have been taken when someone thought it won't happen to me? Spiritually, there have been those that you have seen the Lord blessing their lives and seen them fall away. How did it happen? Because they got in a place they were not being as careful as they should have been, and they fell away. And so, Lord, help us to be on our guard, not living in fear. And it doesn't matter how many people have fallen away. You don't have to this afternoon, because the grace of God is strong enough to keep us. To keep us and to help us to stay faithful to Him. Well, there are temptations that are going to come. And that's why he went on in verse 12. He said, wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed. Lest what? Lest he fall. To him that thinketh he standeth, take heed, lest he fall. So, I'll just tell you, the Lord gave me this message 6 months ago, before I came to this meeting, 6 months ago, and the Lord has kept it with me. I didn't preach it last Guthrie meeting. I went out to the river. I knew we were coming to Guthrie. I'll just tell you, this was 6 months ago. And I was praying. I was like, Lord, do you have a message that you want to give me? And I got out and along the river there, close to where we live, and no one was around, and I'm thankful no one was around. You know, there can be some humiliating things that happen. I got out and I started walking. The river was low, and there's a rock bed all along. It was this big rocks all along that river, just like one big rock, and the river was low, and I stepped on that, and it was very, very slick. Didn't have on real good track shoes with good traction. And I got out there and was walking, and I slipped, and I fell, and I caught myself, and I injured my shoulder. I didn't fall all the way down, but I fell enough, and I caught myself with my hand, and I hurt myself pretty good. And I thought, I'm going to have to be really careful, because it was like walking on ice. It was covered with that slime, because the river had been there, it had gone down. And I knew it was slick. And so you think, okay, now you can be wise because you have knowledge. What do we know today spiritually? We can say, yes, we need to be wise. We know it's dangerous out there. And so here I'm still praying and looking to the Lord. I know I'm having to be careful. I'm putting one foot very carefully, walking along the river. You know what happened? I fell. And I didn't catch myself, and I hurt myself bad. I'm just telling you, I mean, I didn't break a bone, but I was about in shock by the time I got home. I was able to get in the car, and by the time I got there, the adrenaline was wearing off, and I was almost in shock. I hurt myself pretty bad. But do you realize, I probably should have recognized, okay, it's slick, I knew that. I didn't have on good shoes, and yet I still thought I can handle it. And I fell the second time, and I got hurt. I want to encourage us. You see the spiritual parallel where we're going here? There are slippery places that we're going to find ourselves in, and it does not mean that you have committed sin. And so now what happens is people try to make a case that you can't tell me it's sin to do this. And it's not. You're right. And we are in error as a people. Young folks, listen. We are in error as a people to write a list of rules and say, thou shalt not walk on slippery places, because if you do, you're sinning. That's how some people start to think about good traditions and good standards. They begin to define that as sin and not sin. That's not true. We need to be careful about teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. Okay? So however, if it's a place that's slippery, I want to put a sign out, and I want all of you to know it's not sin in and of itself, but you're in a slippery place. And when you're in a slippery place, you know what happens to a lot of people? They fall down and they lose their soul. So then there are areas today that God wants to lead us by His Spirit. We do not want to make a list of rules and say, well, I have to do that or not. No, but recognize when you're in a slippery place and make wise decisions. And when someone says, why don't you go to those places? Well, my church says I can't. That's not a good enough answer today. Some people say, well, you're sinning. You're going that place. It might not be sin. But is it wise? See, am I placing myself in a situation that it's causing me to be in a slippery place, that it might be the cause of my downfall? And if that's the case, then I choose not to go there because it's a slippery place and I don't want to fall. And so when someone comes in and says, why don't you go there? We don't have to say, well, it's wrong to go there. That begins to develop a doctrine that the Bible might not teach. However, when I say I don't go there because it's one of those gray areas. It may not be sin, but when I get there, I'm more open and more susceptible to temptation. Why would I open the door to temptation if I can close the door to it? There are some things, that places you can go, some things you can look at, some things you can watch, and they're not all sin. There are some things that are probably fine. But there are other things that may not be sin, but it begins to open a door that many people have slipped and fallen spiritually when they open that door. And so then that's a very personal relationship that we need to develop with the Lord to recognize when we get in a slippery place. Lord bless. This is why Jesus said over in Matthew 26:41, He said, watch and pray. That you what? That you enter not into temptation, for the Spirit is willing. Do you think I intended to fall at the river? I think I'll fall. I knew it was slick. I already had fallen once. And I caught myself, but I knew I was in a dangerous place, and I just thought I could be more careful. But you know what? More careful didn't save me from a fall that really hurt. Spiritually, the same thing happens over and over and over. And people that want to live on spiritually slippery places will end up falling. If you want to build your life in slippery places, you're going to open up the door to more temptation. Let me give you an example. Is it wrong for a young man and a young woman of marriageable age? Okay, let's just talk where we live, all right? Is it wrong for them to go together and go out to dinner? Is that wrong?
Not in and of itself.
Okay, and there can be a whole discussion, lots of opinions about courtship, right? And I dare say that we were not all going to agree on every one of those points. However, let me ask you, so then after dinner, where are you going to go? What are you going to do? Is it wrong to sit in a car together? I think no. I mean, you can't say the Bible said it's wrong. But what's going to happen? What doors are going to open if after dinner and it's getting late and you go park behind a building somewhere and now it's dark and you've isolated yourself from the light, isolated yourself from where everybody is? What do you want to call that? Is that sin? I don't think you can say that's sin, right? But do you know what it is? It's a slippery place. And there have been many that have fallen because they lived in slippery places. So then we don't say, well, the church teaches. No, hold on a minute. Be wise. Consider your soul in the decisions that you make, in the places you go. You say, well, but Brother Ivan's not listening to that, so that's now the standard of the church. Because Brother Ivan warned us, so now it's sin. And you see someone else doing it, it's like, oh, they're not. No, wait, hold on. That's not the case. But if Brother Ivan warned us about something, I want to be wise. And I wonder why he warned me about that. Because maybe he's seen some people slip there. So then maybe I'm doing, and maybe it's okay, and I've got to give you room in your life, and you need to give me room in my life. But I want to recognize there have been many that have fallen. So be careful. Be careful in your life. If you know you're in a slippery place, may I tell you it's really wise to get off of it? Because you stay in a slippery place too long, eventually you're going to have a problem. And so that's why he warned us. There have been those that followed the Lord. There are those that ate of that manna, and yet they fell away. And he said, to him that thinketh he standeth, take heed, lest he fall. And if you've heard me share this, just bear with me. But, well, I don't like people to bear with the minister. I want you to get something good. If you have to bear with the preacher, it's time you sit down, okay? That's my opinion. But here's the thing. I remember one time, and I've shared it before, but I was in Fresno at a meeting, and I was studying, and the Lord spoke to me this passage. He told me, he said, you could lose your soul and talk about being in shock. I was literally into, and I called my wife and I said, Renee, the Lord told me I could lose my soul. And he brought this scripture right with it. To him that thinketh he standeth, take heed lest he fall. You know, the Lord was preparing me. The Lord was warning me. Because the enemy has a trap laid for all of us. And the Lord does not want us to get complacent this afternoon. He doesn't want us to get complacent. He wants us to be wise and recognize if there's a slippery place. It's like, this is a slippery place. I need to be careful here. In the decisions and the choices and the things that we do, when we start to see it slippery, get in a safe place. Get in a safe place. Because the Lord brought that back to me later. It's like, yes, Lord, you warned me. Thank the Lord. That was a blessing from the Lord. It wasn't meant to make life hard. This is where personal standards are developed in our lives. It's not because we're trying to follow a creed or a tradition of what someone taught in an old book 140 years ago. It is about our relationship with God and maintaining a clarity to live a holy life and be safe to make it all the way to heaven. That's what it's about today. So then we have to start developing standards and places that in my life, that's a slip. When I do this, I feel not quite as close to God. And I'm opening myself up to temptation. What did Jesus say to do if your hand offended you? Cut it off. Does that give me the right to go cut your hand off? You know, there's something, you know, there's something about it is if I have to give something up, I kind of want you to too. You know that? I mean, someone that gives up eating sugar for a while, you know, when they start, they kind of like, don't come eat a cookie around me. I mean, that's not very thoughtful, is it? So if I have to cut my hand off because it's a spiritual detriment. See, this is a detriment to me. And the Lord said, if this is going to hinder you spiritually, get it out of your life. And then what many people would like to do is go and look around and say, well, Sister Doris, I had to cut my hand off. You do too. It's like, no, that was my slippery place. This is something I was struggling with. And the Lord said, Michael, get rid of it because I want you to make it all the way. I don't want you to fall, Sister Alicia. I don't want you to fall. And so here's what you can do. And then we say, thank you, Lord. You want to talk about a personal experience with God when you look around and everybody else has their hand and you don't? But it would be better to go through life maimed and make it to heaven than to be whole and lose your soul. And so this is where in our slippery places, sometimes there are things you may recognize. You are slipping and maybe the person next to you isn't. Maybe their shoes are different. It would not be, I could go into a bar and I'm not encouraging everyone to go do this. I have at this point in my life, okay, alcohol does not even tempt me. I don't care about it. It doesn't even have, it's not even a temptation. I get no stars in my crown for not drinking alcohol. Some people might. It doesn't mean they're less spiritual. So if the Lord gave me a burden to go witness in a bar, then that's fine because the Lord led me. But I would not advise a newly saved alcoholic to go witness in the bars because it's a slippery place. Because it's something that would draw them. And so to be wise, don't go have a 7-Up in the bar. and pass out tracts. It would be better to not even go by the bar and go out of your way, because that's a problem for him. And then he comes to serve and says, everybody don't go down Mansur, and, or don't go down this road because there's a bar. And we're all thinking, what? That's your problem, not mine. And the Lord gave you a way to fix your problem, and I can't put that on everybody else. This is what it means to grow up spiritually, saints. We need to give each other some room. Do you understand? Do we understand this? But it's slippery places that if I recognize that's a need in my life, that I'm vulnerable here, I want to be careful. So, cheating, lying, fornication, adultery, immodesty, worldly, all these different things. There's a path that leads to that. Most people don't just wake up one day and say, I think I'll commit adultery today. I think I'll go out and get drunk today. That's not the way it works for most saints, is it? However, there is a road that leads to, and they're going to start getting in slippery places, and we can have an argument and say, you can't tell me this is sin, but is it wise? Are you being safe? Are you opening up the doors? Are you seeing how close you can get to the edge and still say that you're living, you're following the Lord? So let's be careful. Lord, help us with these slippery places in our life. 2 Peter 3:17, he said, beloved, seeing you know these things, beware lest being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Be careful. You know, this touches every area of our life. It applies to education. Is education wrong? Not in and of itself, but do you realize there are some places of education that are really slippery places? May I say the same thing about seminars? You say, well, is it wrong to go to a seminar? Is it wrong to go to a marriage conference? Is it wrong to go with something that's going to really help us to stand on our own 2 feet in our business? Not in and of itself, but saints, we need to be really careful, because I'm seeing too many people getting in slippery places, being influenced by the mindset of the world, and it didn't even start with quote-unquote spiritual things. It started with this mentality of self-empowerment. You want your business to prosper? Self-empowerment. You better be careful, because that thing will start carrying into your mindset, and it'll get into the way you view your spiritual walk, and pretty soon we're not dependent on the Lord like we ought to be. And we end up falling. So beware and be careful and guard against these things. This is why Paul told Timothy, flee also what? Youthful lust. And as one brother said one time, it's because you don't grow out of them, so you better flee them. Flee also youthful lust, and follow after righteousness and faith and charity and peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Flee those things. Get out of compromising situations and lift up a standard in your own life. And this is also the reason why over in Romans 13 and verse 14, he said, make not provision to fulfill the lust of the flesh. You notice he didn't just say, don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. He said, don't make provision for it. In other words, don't open the door to it. He's talking about slippery places. It's not my job or your job to police anybody else, but beware of slippery places, because it's caused many people to fall. I'd like to conclude this afternoon in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. He said, there is therefore, or rather, 1 Corinthians 10:13, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also, what? Make a way to escape. There is a way to escape temptation, that, in other words, that we will not fall into that temptation. The temptations are going to be there. So may I encourage us all this morning, this afternoon, whether we are young or old, let's walk circumspectly. Let's be careful. Let's be diligent in the things that we do. in the places we go, who we do them with, when we do them, how we do things, the things that we bring into our homes, because there's some things that may not be sin and aren't sin. And I don't want to call it sin when it's not. But there are areas that are slippery places, and if you stay there very long, you will end up falling. And we can save ourselves a lot of harm spiritually if we will be on guard. May the Lord bless you all. Amen.